No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tame,
tame it to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me, along with Captain Keith this week for another edition of Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Now, I am in the studio, literally alone. However, I do have Keith with me on via the web. He is in St. Louis, so we are separated by lines of electrons and things, so we can't see each other. We're not face-to-face, but we sound like we're, well, right next to each other, don't we, Keith?
I think we do.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, we're bringing ourselves together via technology, and we're going to get into that a little bit because, you know, this little weekly show we do kind of keeps me motivated for flying, even though I am not actively in my flight training mode at the moment. Still talking about it keeps your head in the game, does it not? Come on.
Well, I'm hoping that it does, at least for you and for me. Yeah, it does. I mean, I enjoy talking about flying.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big part of, you know, being an aviator, I think, is the social part of being a pilot and that kind of thing and sharing your stories and your training, you know, issues or whatever it may be when you're learning how to fly or just, you know, flying stories. I mean, the reason Ed's not here, by the way, sharing this fun little love fest that we have going on here is because he's actually flying. So he has a valid excuse to not be here for once because he's actually flying today and rubbing it into us via texting saying, oh, my God, the weather is so good. I will not make it in time for the show today. So sorry, guys. You're on your own. You got that text too, right, Keith?
Yes, I did. And so, he loves to rub it in when he gets to be out flying all by himself.
Yes, and very few times that he gets to do that. So I guess we'll give him his, you know, his day of glory. And let him have it, because next time we see him, of course, we'll hammer him as we always do and abuse him, maybe almost to the point of how you guys abuse me. Probably not that bad, but, you know, you get the point. All right, so we're going to get into what motivates you to fly a little bit, but first, I need to give a little public service announcement, program announcement for the show's coming up over the next few weeks, actually, because we're going to produce not one, but we're planning to produce three full shows of Just Plane Radio from the Sun and Fun event in Lakeland, Florida, starting with next week. So make sure you tune in, catch these special shows, because we pull people from the audience there at Sun and Fun. We pull a lot of the exhibitors and try to give you a little taste of what it's like to be at this just awesome event, the kickoff of, I don't know, air show season, right? I mean, it's just a great event.
It is. It really is a kickoff of the air show season. And, you know, it's the first part of the summer for aviators to really get together with old friends that they've made in past years at this. I mean, we talked about that before where, you know, people that we've met camping there have been coming there for 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
And they go to the same camping spot and meet the same people, and they just have a great time together. And that's what it's really all about.
Yeah, you know, it's like 150, 200,000 people, depending on who you talk to, maybe even higher than that. And you don't hear anything about these crowds getting together and there being problems with fights or any kind of large crowd issue. Man, it's like a love fest there at these events, and that applies to Air Venture as well. And when you go out there and immerse yourself, like I did last year for the first time at Sun and Fun, I was there literally for five full days and nights hanging out with all the aviators. It does feel like a big family event. You go out there and you just mix and mingle with all these aviators and just have a blast. I'm really looking forward to it. And make sure if you come to the event that you go to the Sunset Grill, which is a main eating establishment right there across from the Sun and Fun offices, and smack dab in the middle of the event. Hard not to find, because that's where everybody converges, especially during lunchtime, one of the big lunch venues. And they have a little stage we're going to set up there and do our show between, you know, the hours of 11 and 1, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is the plan. However, if you can't make it, make sure you check out the shows over the next few weeks, because it'll give you a little taste of what it's, you know, like at this event, hopefully, and maybe that'll inspire you to join us in person next time. So that is our plan. We have some pretty cool giveaways to share with the folks there at Sun and Fun for putting up with our shenanigans, because there are a few, I guess. Right, Keith?
Well, yeah, there are. And, mm-hmm. and you know, we want to do that. But, you know, we've met some fantastic people there at the Sunset Grill and heard some great stories that we've talked about in years past. And so, it's just a fabulous time.
It is indeed. So that happens starting next week. Mark your calendars and plan accordingly. All right. So let's get back to some of the other stuff. I mean, obviously, Sun and Fun would inspire you as an aviator to go out there and just, you know, and, you know, get you ready to fly. Or you just go out there, you see all these cool new toys, like, oh, I want one of these, I'll take one of those, and that kind of thing. And it definitely, just being around the whole aviation industry like that, will want to, I mean, I know. You just kind of feed off that energy. It makes you want to get out there and do some more flying on your own. And that's one way to do it. Another way is obviously media. You could listen to Just Plain Radio. We try to do our little part in that sense. But there's a new movie that just was released, I guess, this past weekend, I believe. Or it's coming out right now, around then, right all across the country, at different IMAX theaters. Now, I actually heard about this through AOPA Live. Tom and Melissa were doing a segment on their show last week, so I got to give them props for alerting me to this, because I wasn't aware this was even in production. But it's a huge, huge movie that's been in development for the last 6 years, according to their website. And you can go to airplanemovie.com, by the way, and check it out. But the narration is by Harrison Ford. The music is done by the same guy who did the score for Titanic and Avatar. And the guy who produced the movie, he did this other big aviation movie for pilots, 1-6 Right or something. I'm not familiar with it, but I hear it's quite a film in its own right, if you are. But just go to airplanemovie.com, and you can watch the trailers for this film. I think it just debuted at the Air and Space Museum, National Air and Space Museum, and it's going to make rounds across the country in different venues like that. You can find the release dates there on their website as well. But when you watch the trailer, I'm like, whoa, this looks awesome. And I know you haven't done it yet, Keith, but has there been any other movies other than Airplane that have inspired you to fly?
Well, I'm not sure Airplane really inspired me to fly, but I think, first of all, before I answer that, I think it's important to note on this, it's currently in 13 different theaters around the country, but it's not necessarily just your regular theater that you have to go to, so go to airplanemovies.com just so you can see where it is being played, and then you can also see where it's coming soon, because it's in a lot of science centers and places like that, and so it may not just be at your regular theater.
Yeah, and I think it's airplanesmovie.com, just to clarify that.
So Airplanes Movie with the S.
So it's about 45 minutes long, so it's one of those, you know, educational-type films, too, but it's one of those cool IMAX films you check out at your science center or something like that, and I'm sure it'll roll out, in more theaters across the country or museums and things like that as the months progress. And then it'll come out on Blu-ray and all that kind of stuff as well. But I got to tell you, the trailer is impressive. I mean, it really looks like an awesome film. I mean, whether you're into aviation or not, actually, this particular film, from what they had said on AOPA Live and just reading some of the information on the website, they're really trying to capture aviation and what has happened with airplanes and that kind of thing from a passenger's standpoint. And I guess that 1-6 Right movie that the producer had written or put out before was from a pilot's perspective. And so pilots really appreciated that effort. However, this one, he said, I saw him in a interview on YouTube, and it said something about how he was trying to capture it more from a passenger standpoint and educate more, you know, folks in the world of what we just take for granted. which is airplane travel from, you know, New York to Hong Kong and all over the world. And we just kind of take this as, you know, everyday operations, and it's no big deal. And then when you think about, wait a minute, this thing is like a massive, you know, building in the sky that's flying through space.
It's a modern-day time machine.
Exactly. It's pretty remarkable when you look at what we're actually doing and how short of time it has progressed in the technology and the safety factor and all that kind of stuff as well, and brought the world together. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, it's no big deal. I just flew up to New York last week, and you think about, you know, 50 years ago, you'd think that wasn't really possible. I mean, you know, people weren't doing that on a whim. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was well planned out. You know, you had to get your Sunday best on, you know, to go. And it's changed so much where it's now affordable so that most people can afford to do it instead of, you know, just the elite few.
Yeah. Now, I will say the service on the airplanes hasn't been as good. But
no, that has gone downhill, I think, since then. So that part, from the passenger's perspective, we've digressed.
Yeah, maybe. The good old days. So.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
This test today, it's important.
I got it. I'm going to make you look good up there. Don't worry, okay? Now let's get these pants off and fly some planes.
I'm learning to fly around the clouds. But what goes up must come down.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals, ftpros.com, the website to go to and learn how to fly with him, or Ed, who's literally flying right now as we speak. I hate him. Well, I don't know. I shouldn't hate him. I should be envious of him. Maybe that's more appropriate. Is that right, Keith?
That would be a better term, I think.
Keep a positive attitude. I still am. I kind of hate him, though, for that.
It's kind of hard to hate Ed. You know,
well, that's true. Hate's a strong word, but I just hate what he's doing.
Well, yeah, but you know, when you're somebody who's as passionate as Ed is about aviation, and everybody likes aviation that we're talking to, basically, it's hard to hate somebody like that.
Well, that's true. We are kind of a friendly kind of folk, and, you know, one big happy family. And we always want more people to join it. I mean, that's what I love about going out and talking to some of these aviators. Even though I don't have my certificate yet, I've been through enough training, hung out with enough pilots to know that they are a very, you know, welcoming group. And you know, they're very willing to share their love of aviation and share their experiences. And I think that's a big part of being a part of the community. You think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's no secret on this show that I ride a Harley and kind of involved in that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people are scared of bikers. Just an example, I was riding Sunday with another guy, and we were at a stoplight, and the stoplight turns green,
mm-hmm.
and the car in front of us begins to go, and they immediately pull over to the side of the road to let the two of us pass because, you know, he was... And as soon as we passed, he pulled right back out. He did not want bikers behind him. And bikers do have a kind of a stigma about them. Now, you do not have that in aviation.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
It's one of them things that anybody can go into, any pilot, and they just love to talk about their flying and love to talk about their experiences. And you will never be turned down. I don't know anybody that has ever said, you know, hey, I don't want to talk to you about flying.
True.
You know, it's just not one of those kind of groups of people. It's everybody enjoys what they're doing, and they want to get other people involved in it because they love it so much.
Exactly. You want to share what you love. I mean, and I think that's a big part. I notice that a lot in the diving community as well. I see a lot of similarities between divers and pilots, and there's a lot of people that do both, and that's what I'm hoping to achieve myself. But I see a lot of that passion from folks that we come across, and I know we'll have a lot of fun with the folks at Sun and Fun when we interface with them. Because, you know, usually we're doing our show every week, and it's just us, and we get to share our thoughts. And you know, people email us all during the week, and we get some nice thoughts or, you know, comments and questions from folks. But when you get out there and mingle with the crowd, it's just not the same. It's just a great community that anybody, I think, listening right now would want to be a part of. And it's, I don't know, I know it sounds kind of gushy and when I say that or warm and fuzzy and stuff, but man, I'm telling you, go out there to one of these events or an air show like that and you start talking to some of the pilots, you will know exactly what I'm talking about within 30 seconds of chatting with these folks. So there, take it for what it's worth. Now, this movie that we were talking about, In the Age of Flying, or Air, what is it, In the Age of Airplanes? Living in the Age of Airplanes is the new film. I think that could inspire a lot of potential aviators when they watch this. I mean, just the trailer alone is impressive. But I had asked you if there was a movie other than Airplane that inspired you. And I don't know, maybe I never gave you an opportunity to answer that or as usual.
Well,
or what?
No, you did. And I went in a different direction. I was kind of ignoring you. But
That'd be the first time ever.
Yes. Now, you know, I have to say probably the most popular movie with myself growing up was Top Gun.
Top Gun, yeah. And you know, they got a new one coming out.
I do. And, you know, I never really wanted to be the fighter jock. Actually, I would have to sign a waiver in order to be a fighter jock.
Yeah.
Just because of, I'm too tall.
Wait a minute. What? There's a height restriction on being a Top Gun?
There is.
What is it?
Do you know? Because of the when you eject,
mm-hmm.
If you're
too tall.
I don't remember if you're too tall. I don't remember what the height is.
Yeah,
5'7", 5'9", something like that.
Okay.
Above that, you have to sign a waiver because if you can't get your head perfectly straight, you may end up paralyzed when you eject.
Well, that wouldn't be good. That kind of defeats the purpose.
That's what I've been told. I've never been in the military. That's just what I've been told by people that have been there. So I don't have any firsthand knowledge of that.
Okay. Well, we can Google it. We'll find out here. All right.
So, you know, being in St. Louis a lot of times, I see these guys, you know, because they test the F-18s and the F-15s here. And so they do a lot of flying. And, yes, it looks like fun. I would like to do that. I do not want to be a fighter pilot going over someplace like Afghanistan or something like that and having to deal with that part. But doing the aerobatic stuff in a smaller airplane on my own time with nobody shooting at me, now that sounds like fun to me.
Well, okay, flying in a jet like that. Yeah, of course. And, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes they offer rides at Sun and Fun in classic airplanes like that. Maybe they'll have something available. I don't know if they do that for jets, though.
That's no, they don't do it for jets, but they do have some of the older style military aircraft that they do, especially if people have restored them and things like that. And the Confederate Air Force does that. They have airplanes that go all over the country, and they give rides in those airplanes. And you and I have done that together. We've done shows where we've actually recorded on the airplanes from the Confederate Air Force that came down to Orlando Executive.
And, absolutely.
And that's always a great place to do, and it's a great place to meet people that have history of flying that airplane or working on that airplane or something like that. And, you know, again, it's just another one of those ways where you can get involved with people that just immediately take you in, and it's almost like they just embrace you and, you know, just bring you right in as if you've been part of the group for a long time and just, you know, give you all their history and everything else and know-how, and it's just a fabulous way to go.
Yes, well, no doubt. And you got to get out to these events. You know, as we talk about Sun and Fun, it is the kickoff to air show season. And obviously, these air shows happen all throughout the country. There's bound to be one close enough that you could drive to easy enough eventually. And if you just go to, like, you know, Google air shows, and one will pop up here very quickly for you, I'm sure, near you. And you should take advantage of that. But, you know, I don't know. This so on your list, you want to be a Top Gun, and Top Gun is what inspired you. So are you excited about the new one that is in production evidently right now?
I'm certainly waiting to see that. I don't know when that one's coming out, but yeah, I mean, it'd be one of those things where, you know, you've seen it years ago. Now I have a lot more information about flying. So yeah, I would like to see it again. I do have to say, though, I have a hard time watching airplane movies just because of the knowledge basis that I have.
Yes, you know too much.
Yes.
But you could never take a plane out of an airplane. Actually, the more you know, the funnier it is. All right, we got more coming up on Just Plane Radio. Stay tuned.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
Jimmy Buffett was in Orlando, our home base of operations, performing last night, actually. And I believe tonight he's in Tampa or something like that. I'm sure he's flying between the two venues. Or actually, it was Thursday night Orlando, Saturday night. Tonight he is in, he's in Tampa. There you go. So I'm sure he's flying. Yeah, probably taking a scenic route between the Orlando and Tampa route because it's such a short flight for him. So I'm sure he's flying around. So if you're up in the air, keep an eye out for Mr. Buffett. All right, so I did some research on Google, found out that Captain Keith might be short enough to be an F-22 pilot, and that would work for you. That'd make you a Top Gun if you were flying one of them, right?
I would definitely like to fly an F-22.
Yeah, so it says the height restrictions, this is according to USmilitary.com, sitting height of between 33 and 40 inches and a vertical standing height of between 5'4" and 6'5". So even Keith is shorter than 6'5". So maybe you can do this unless your sitting height is over 40 inches. Have you measured your sitting height lately?
No, I have not done that.
I haven't either. And that's one I guess you'd have to check out on your own. The other restriction, of course, you got to pass a military flight physical, and you can't have any allergies and good vision. I'm not sure I understand the whole allergy, no history of asthma or hay fever. Asthma, maybe, but they got an issue with allergies and hay fever. What do you think it is? There's a lot of pollen floating through the air, and they don't want people sneezing into the faceplate of these machines, or what?
Well, no, but, you know, when you have allergies, especially like in the springtime now, there's a lot of people that have allergies.
Right.
And it clogs up their sinuses. And so when you are making, you know, a lot of altitude changes very, very rapidly, you know what it's like to get on a commercial airliner and it really hurts your ears and your sinuses and stuff. It'll very, very rapidly rupture eardrums and things like that.
Ah, okay. Well, that makes much more sense than, you know, snotting all over the faceplate.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Now, for high-altitude jumps, you're going to need oxygen and stabilizers. Well, I must say, compared to your usual requests, jumping out of an airplane is pretty straightforward.
And what about getting back into the plane?
I'd recommend a good travel agent.
Without it landing.
Now, that's more like it, Mr. Wayne.
Oh, I want to get away.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. We are your crew today for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. All right, time to get a little technical. Not really technical because I'm not super technical and even I can understand what's going on here. And I'm going to refer to an article that I, well, it was a blog post on AOPA in their blog section from Mike Bush. And it caught my eye because he said that every pilot that operates a piston-driven airplane, like a Cessna 172 that I was training in, should have a good digital engine monitor installed on their airplane to keep the, it'll alert you when the telltale symptoms of destructive detonation and pre-ignition come or show up on your airplane, because if you don't get that warning, you don't know what is going on, and you don't throttle back and cool the engine down within a minute or so, you will literally ruin your engine, and it'll cost thousands and thousands of dollars. Do you know what he's talking about there, Keith?
Yeah, I do. Heat, as we know, is bad. I mean, it's bad for our bodies. It's bad for, you know, airplane engines. And so the engine, just the way it's designed, is going to produce an awful lot of heat because there's so much friction going on in the engine.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're really talking here about is the actual cylinder head temperatures, because as you mix the air and fuel in there and you have that, add that spark to it, which explodes and fires that off, and that called ignition, it's going to create heat in that cylinder. And as that happens over and over again, you're going to build up the heat just like you do in your car engine. And what he's really referring to here is if you have magnetos that are timed incorrectly, especially over time, if they're advanced even just a couple of degrees, it can change when that detonation happens or it doesn't happen, and you can end up with a cylinder that gets really hot. And then as the aircraft ages, if you have cooling baffles that don't necessarily work exactly the way they were designed to work, so it's not cooling, the cylinder head temperature rise, and you've got very little time to get that cylinder head temperature back down. And sometimes the only way to do it is to get that engine shut down, or you will end up with a situation where you've got a cylinder that overheats and that cylinder is now destroyed and you have to replace it.
Yeah, and that costs big bucks, I'm guessing. Yeah, and you know, the other thing about the magnetos, one of the things he brings up in this blog post is that when they get off like that or get advanced a little bit, a lot of times it happens after the annual when your engineer or your maintenance guy has done an annual on the airplane and done some adjustment and didn't set the magnetos quite right. So one of the biggest problems they have is after an annual service, that's when sometimes it can get off. And you got to be aware of it. Have you ever had anything like that happen, or you know, you think that's an issue too?
Well, I've had that happen, but I've caught it prior to the takeoff when you do the run-up.
Yeah.
And that's why the run-up is so important, and making sure that you check those magnetos. And it's not just a matter of checking a box, you know, going through and making sure that you've got the proper drop and the proper difference between the two magnetos is very important as well, mm-hmm. to be able to catch things like that.
Yeah, and I remember that. Yeah, well, and let's go back to checking the magnetos in a Cessna 172 that I was learning in Charlie Mike. When you go to the left magneto, the right magneto, it would go down a certain RPM, and you would watch to see how much it did and make sure that both sides were even, correct? And that's kind of your checkpoint to know things are looking okay?
Well, not even, but they were within 75 RPM of each other.
Right.
So, you know, max 150 RPM drop, and between the two of them, they have to be within 75 RPM. So you can't have one that drops 100 and have the next one that drops 200.
Right.
You know, you got to be right there between the two of them.
Got it.
And so I had that happen just the other night where I had an airplane where one magneto dropped 500 RPM.
Mm.
And so, you know, you catch that kind of stuff. People that just run out there and, hey, it ran great last time.
Yeah.
When I parked it and they just run out there and go ahead and take off. That, you know, things can happen when the airplane is just sitting, and so you really need to check that.
Yeah, and when you so checking the magnetos like that would be the sign that you have pre-ignition going on or something like that, and you need to cancel and get it checked out first. That would be your telltale sign, as opposed to having one of these digital engine monitors that Mike Bush is referring to, or what?
Well, that is one sign.
Yeah.
Once you take off, though, and you begin to have a problem after takeoff, that's a different story.
Yeah.
And so you need to have something that you are monitoring, or to help monitor, you know, throughout the flight. Now, the new G1000 systems, they have a cylinder head temperature built into it.
Right.
And, you know, proper leaning of the fuel is another very important thing. It's not just a matter of just pulling that mixture back just a little bit. You actually want to get it leaned out the proper way. And each aircraft manufacturer tells you exactly how to do it. So, you know, read your owner's manual and take some time to do it. The G1000, of course, has an assist on there where you can go actually to the lean page, and it'll actually tell you and show you exactly where you're at. So all of those things play a very important role in cylinder head temperature.
Okay.
Another very thick, very important part, though, on the other side is don't cool it too fast. On a piston engine airplane, if you're running you're on your cruise for an extended period of time, and you suddenly realize, oh, hey, I need to get down. If you just pull the power to idle and do a rapid descent, that's going to cool that cylinder and rapidly, and that will be very detrimental as well, and it can crack.
Mm. Okay. So I guess the key is to make sure it doesn't get too hot in the first place. And then secondly, if it does, like you said, bring it back down slowly, but monitor it and don't just shut the engine off, which I don't think you'd want to do that anyway, would you?
Well, no, but, you know, if air traffic control leaves you up high for an extended period of time, and so now you want to get down a little bit faster, you know, you pull the power back a little bit too far and its cylinder head temperature cools off too quickly, that can be a bad thing. So you want to start prompting ATC. You know, hey, I need to start down.
Yeah.
You know, do your calculations when you need to start your descent so you can do a cruise descent where you can keep that power set and just cruise down, obviously not going over the, you know, into the yellow arc unless it's nice and smooth air. But you want to be able to make sure you can keep that power up so that you don't have to, that you don't what we call shock cool the engine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense. And as far as, are there any, you know, audible signs you would hear too? Or are you going to just basically, if you were in the airplane, you would be monitoring engine temperature and see that the engine's getting too hot? Or would you hear something maybe too? Or by the time you hear something, the damage is done?
Here's something, damage is done.
Okay, there you go. So you got to monitor those gauges and make sure it's not getting too hot. Or, you know, the alarm is set on your engine monitor that you were wise enough to purchase and get installed. And I guess that's what he's saying is, like, get an engine monitor, set it for 400 degrees or less, depending on your manufacturer. This thing goes off, then make your plans to cool the engine down appropriately. because you got about a minute before you're going to lose it or something.
Right. And it's important to note here as well that on the older aircraft that just have an EGT gauge or something, not every cylinder has a lead going to it. So what they do is they put that EGT on what they know as the hottest cylinder. And that's why this machine that he's talking about, this device, it actually goes into each cylinder, and you can read the cylinder head temperature of each individual cylinder. So if you've got a four-cylinder, you're seeing four different readouts. Six-cylinder, you're seeing six different readouts.
Okay.
Instead of like the older airplanes where you just have the hottest one from the manufacturer. Typically, it's one of the ones in the back that don't get quite as much airflow from the cooling air that comes in the front of the cowl.
Understood. Okay. And installing one of those things in like that Cessna 172 built in 1976, what do you think about? Is it worth it?
Oh, absolutely. It can be worth it.
Yeah.
You know, is it worth it in a flight school type scenario? Probably not. But if it's your own personal airplane and you're using it for doing cross country stuff and, you know, where you're not, you know, up and down all the time. Yeah, they're definitely worth it.
All right. Well, buy me an airplane like that and make sure it's on there, okay?
I will do so.
Okay. See, it was simple as that.
Using Ed's credit card, right?
Of course. So as always. See, that's one of the benefits when he's not here. All right. We got more coming up on Just Plain Radio. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Any of you boys seen an aircraft carrier around here?
Fly by night away from here. Take my life again. Fly by night, goodbye, my dear. Ship is a coming, I'm a just
captain. This is Just Plain Radio. That was Tom Cruise. I heard him right before Rush. And that's evidently Captain Keith's favorite movie. It got him inspired to fly, Top Gun. They're working on a new one right now. And I don't know, there was another film that came out last week that I did catch that featured two of our big aviator star family friends, Tom Cruise and John Travolta. And there's this documentary on HBO about Scientology. They are absolutely crazy. No, I, you know, I don't want to judge, but I got to tell you, I know you don't watch TV, Keith, but when we run into those guys at one of these aviation events, I'm just going to say we probably should not bring up Scientology to them, okay? I'm just saying.
You know, it's interesting that you say that. I was driving the other day, and I heard some talk show on the radio while I was driving.
Yeah.
And there's something out that's really kind of coming out against Scientology.
Well, that's what this was. This really wasn't
like a documentary.
It was a documentary, and all these former Scientology people, but a big part of the movie or documentary is about John Travolta and Tom Cruise being spokespersons for, you know, Scientology, and they're also big aviators. I'm like, oh, you know, what are we going to do? Well, these guys are, I mean, some of the stuff they played was, I don't know, I wouldn't say it was extremely flattering. I mean, like I said, I don't want to judge because he's an aviator. I mean, and they're both big pilot guys, and God bless them for it. And if they're a little kooky on the side, hey, I'm not exactly all there sometimes either. So I'm not, I don't think I should throw stones. But I would say that it probably isn't something you want to bring up if you see them at, you know, Sun and Fun or Air Venture or some air show that they pop up at every now and then. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, John, saw you in that Scientology documentary. Awesome, dude. Yeah, you know, that's not going to earn you an up close personal autograph picture or selfie, that kind of thing. It's just my guess. You hear what I'm saying? So
I hear you.
Consider
hear
that you. My public service announcement if you ever run into these guys. All right, but let's move on. I don't think they'll show up at Sun and Fun, but you never know. They might. John Travolta lives in Ocala. He could fly over there very easily, and maybe Tom Cruise will come over and do something for Top Gun. I think they're filming that like now or in the process of getting ready to film. Who knows? As soon as he gets through his Mission Impossible stuff, and then maybe they'll start filming Top Gun. I don't know what the deal is with that, but they're working on it. That's all that matters. You know, the thing about Sun and Fun coming up here next week, I know the flight school, flight training professionals that you and Ed run there in Orlando, Maggie, I believe, is orchestrating a fly-in on Friday. Are you aware of this, or is she doing this on her own, or what?
Well, I haven't talked to Maggie since last week, Saturday, but and at that point, she talked about trying to get some people together and having them fly in together. That's always a fun time.
Yeah. Well, that's, once again, part of the social fun things you can do, flying to an event like this, going in with a few friends. Or, you know, takes away a little bit of the mystery, and you guys kind of work as a group, and I think that's what she was trying to do. You know, we are getting back into our afternoon thundershower season here in Orlando, though, and it's been pretty intense last couple days. I mean, I don't know if that'll end up running into Sun and Fun, but something you got to be aware of if you're flying through the state of Florida right now, right?
Well, it is, and really any part of the country. You know, we've had a lot of pretty rough weather here in St. Louis as well. But, you know, check the forecast. And Florida's a little bit different than the flying in the Midwest. Florida, they have air mass thunderstorms, so you can navigate around them quite easily. Obviously, need to stay, you know, keep your distance from there. You don't want to get too close. But in the Midwest, those lines of thunderstorms, they all come together, and you get these great big massive lines. It might be 200-300 miles before you get around a set of storms. So you really have to check the weather and be careful of what you're doing, especially if you're just VFR. But even IFR pilots got to stay away from them thunderstorms.
Yes. Well, and because we have these afternoon thunder boomers in Florida, you're saying, though, they're generally smaller but can pop up all over the place kind of thing, or no? What are you saying?
Yeah, they're considered air mass thunderstorms. And okay. So, you know, what we have a lot is, you know, we have the East Coast sea breeze, the West Coast sea breeze, and it collides over I-4. And, you know, we get our afternoon showers and they dismiss and they're gone. And so they don't last for long periods of time. Whereas in the Midwest, you get these storms that become these great big long lines, and they go for, you know, they cover states and they just land, you know, pour down in thunder and lightning and hail for hours and hours on end. We typically don't get that too much in Florida.
Yeah. And so the best time, especially at this time of year and as we get into summer, fly in the morning. That'd be your best bet to avoid those, because it almost by even set your watch, or set your Apple Watch to 3 o'clock, and that's generally about the time they start to pop up all throughout Florida, and will rain for an hour or two. They'll look ugly. It'll be lightning all over the place. Gonna put on a nice show, and it'll start to clear up in the evening hours. Maybe the sun will pop through a little bit before we move in the evening. You think? That's pretty, that's our MO.
Yeah, that's really what happens. And so, you know, you come over to Sun and Fun early in the morning, mm-hmm. and you watch the thing. You stick around, you watch the afternoon air show, and then you go home after the storms are all done.
Yeah, and they close down the runway from, you know, air show time, like noon to 5 anyway. So hopefully by the time it opens back up, if there were any showers, they've already blown through. So there you go. So they've thought that all that through. At Sun and Fun. I can't wait. Are you excited about being out there next week? Are we going to camp again or what?
We are going to camp again, and I can't wait to get there.
Have you already, purchased some earplugs? I mean, is Ed going to be camping with us? We're going to need those if he is.
I don't know if Ed's coming or not, but, you know, I carry earplugs no matter what I do, so I got them.
You're ready. Okay. So, yeah, Ed has this issue with sleeping in tents about a half mile away, and you can still hear him. It's an impressive talent that he showcased a couple of years ago. But, yeah, I will definitely pack the earplugs. But thought that was for the Thunderbirds. Nope. It was for Ed snoring.
Well, it was the Thunderbird of some sort.
Well, okay. And on that note, we'll leave it. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plain Radio is brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plain Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlainRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plain Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlainRadio.com.